And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescuers are racing to find survivors in the rubble of thousands of buildings brought down by a 7.8 magnitude earthquake and multiple aftershocks that struck eastern Turkey and neighboring Syria. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
In the eastern Turkey town of Nadagi, grief-stricken residents pass by a truck where dead bodies are. Ali Silo has retrieved the bodies of four Syrians who had lived there, including two of his relatives, from the rubble of their collapsed homes. Silo says, "We were able to escape. Thank God nothing happened to us." He and other residents had worked to lift the debris and recover the bodies on their own. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The death toll has passed 7,700 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. government has been in full motion as aid pours into Turkey and Syria in response to Monday's earthquake.
We have U.S. helicopters that are supporting Turkish response efforts in very hard-to-reach areas. We're in close contact with the Turkish government.
Blinken also said the U.S. has deployed now more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey as he welcomed Austria's foreign minister to the U.S. State Department Tuesday afternoon. Beijing rejected a request for a secure call between Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and his counterpart on the day an American warplane shot down a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon. A U.S. Department of Defense spokesman said Tuesday. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said in a statement referring to the People's Republic of China, quote, "Unfortunately, the PRC has declined our request. Our commitment to open lines of communication will continue." This is VOA News. Somalia's president has called for a ceasefire after clashes in a disputed town in the breakaway region of Somaliland that left at least 13 people dead. Both sides accused the other of starting the fighting. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
On Tuesday, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmud called for a ceasefire, even as the breakaway region of Somaliland insisted it was defending itself from aggression. Tensions have been building in Las Anod, the capital of the contested Sol region, since December. The region has been a point of conflict between Somaliland and the semi-autonomous region of Puntland, both of which lay claim to the territory. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition rather than roll out flashy policy proposals as he delivers his second State of the Union address and his first before a politically divided Congress. VOA's Jeff Custer has a preview.
Biden's speech comes as U.S. residents face economic uncertainty at home, war with no end in sight in Ukraine, growing tensions with China, and concerns about the president's fitness for re-election in 2 years, even among members of his own party. The speech also comes at a time when, according to the latest polling, just a quarter of U.S. adults say the nation is headed in the right direction, about three-quarters say things are on the wrong track, and a majority of Democrats don't want Biden to seek another term. The president's aides say he will face those sentiments directly. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Denmark, Germany, and the Netherlands will pull funds to restore at least 100 old Leopard 1 tanks from industry stocks and supply them to Ukraine, according to a joint statement published on Tuesday. The decision was announced as new German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius visited Kyiv, where he met President Volodymyr Zelensky and his counterpart.
Ein großes Kontingent von Leopard A1.
Details of the deal still need to be worked out with the companies that own the tanks, according to the statement. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Paris on Tuesday to call for the withdrawal of the government's contested pension reform that would higher the retirement age for France's workers. In Paris, tens of thousands of unionists and other supporters gathered in front of the capital's renowned opera house and marched and chanted their way around the city center. The government says people must work 2 years longer, meaning most until the age of 64, in order to keep the budget of one of the industrial's world's most generous pension systems in the black. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.